Morning, Mick.
Morning, Kim.
Well, it's happening tonight. Game 3, State of Origin. Is it going to be a Blues sweep?
Of course. Of course.
Now, we've got two players out that are pretty important, Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary, best buddies from the Panthers. How do you think that's going to change the dynamic of the New South Wales Blues?
Well, it will change, don't get me wrong. They're two guys that are really competitive and really in form at the moment. They'd have to be the most in form and influential players in the competition. You've only got to see when you take those two guys out of Penrith how well they go. You know, they just got home last week when Nathan Cleary was out. But when you take Jerome out as well, it makes a huge difference. But in saying that, look, Mitchell Moses, he gets his chance. He's been, probably a bit up and down with his form of late. But you know, at the end of the day, if he really wants to make a statement and say, hey, here I am, pick me whenever you want, this is his day to do it.
I feel like Mitchell might be a big game player, though, a little bit like Latrell Mitchell. Latrell plays really well when it's a really big game. You know, he likes that spotlight on him. He loves the crowd and the adoration, and I feel like maybe Mitchell Moses is like that.
Well, I hope you're right. You know, as I said, it's his time to shine. Let's face it, if Nathan Cleary's right for the next 10 years in Origin, it'd be a bit like Jake Friend and Cameron Smith. Jake Friend finally got a chance last year to play Origin because he had a bloke ahead of him called Cameron Smith.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be the same for Mitchell Moses with Nathan Cleary ahead of him.
We have Beegers Dale Finucane in as the vice-captain, and him being in the team, he's a big, strong player and he's an absolute workhorse, is Dale?
He is, and it's about time they picked him. I don't know why he wasn't in there from the get-go. I know he hadn't played much footy, but we talk about big game players. Well, there's one right there.
I agree.
You know, he's a local boy from Tarsa and comes from a really good family. And, you know, he is the ultimate professional. One thing that I really get disappointed when guys like that get tarred with the same brush as a footballer, and I was in the same boat, you know, you do the right thing all the time, but you never get the accolades that you deserve.
I understand, yep.
Really, you know, he should have been picked from get-go and, you know, he's a guy that, you know, you can see that by rights he should have been picked in the first Origin. To come in and the third Origin and be named vice captain, obviously he was a part of the process right through. So,
yeah.
Glad to see Dale back in there, and I know he'll give, you know, 150%.
Yeah, he sure will. We call people like you and Dale the quiet achievers, Mick Wayman, and as solid as a rock.
Couple of stubbies in me though, Kimmy.
Yeah, I know what you like after that. Now, what about Queensland? How are they looking?
Well, look, Queensland is a roll of the dice, isn't it? You know, they couldn't have any more off-field drama, could they?
No, I know there's a bit going on.
There's a little bit, and just stupidity. Like, really stupidity. You know, we looked at the Dragon saga last week and said, well, you know, that was stupid. They've all paid the price. 3 days later, old mate decides to do the same thing.
Yeah, right.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I feel like it's going to be a Blues clean sweep. I know it's going to be played in Queensland. It doesn't matter, though. It certainly didn't matter the first and second games, mate.
Nah, look, to be honest, I don't care. I've said that all along. I don't care about Queensland one bit. As long as New South Wales do their bit and make a good game of it, you know, and at the end of the day, if Queensland win, we've still won the series. If New South Wales win, we've gone through the clean sweep. So, for me, it's just a matter of getting the game over and done with.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're going to talk again tomorrow morning. We'll do our Round 18 tipping, and we'll also talk about how the State of Origin wraps up. So, enjoy your footy tonight, mate, and go the Blues!
Go the Blues.